2015, voices from the Freedom Sound Network provided the soundtrack for the rally to end US war at home and abroad. Around 200 people gathered at the Lake Merritt Amphitheater in Oakland to rally for peace, sing protest songs, and listen to dozens of speakers. In the first row of the chorus, Andrea Turner sang enthusiastically, marking the rhythm with her cane.
Good gosh, I'm 73.
How long have you been singing?
Oh gosh, since Whistler was a puppy. I've been singing for many years.
For 40 years, she has given melody to different anti-war demonstrations. Today, she came to oppose the recent US bombing in Syria.
We have to be out in the street and in our legislators' face and letting them know this is what we want, and if they don't do it, then we have to take over. We have to take over.
Andrea said she was there to engage others in protest. Music is a key ingredient since it helps in
giving hope and energy to others to participate, get involved. It is your time to sing your song. And your song, if you're in this, it's for justice, it's for peace.
Then Fred Hampton Jr. took the microphone. He is the chairman of the Black Panther Caps, and his melody has four words.
Power to the people! Power to the people! Power to the people!
His father, Fred Hampton, a deputy chairman of the Black Panther Party, was killed during a government raid on his home in 1969. His mother was incarcerated while pregnant. As Hampton Jr. put it, he was in jail before even being born. In his speech, he emphasized the link between violence waged overseas and violence against black communities in the U.S.
Police terrorism, not police brutality, but police terrorism is something that happens every day within our community. So let's mobilize in the spirit of internationalism, connect this energy, connect this conversation that's happening. Ain't no war on drugs, no war on guns, no war on gangs, there's a war on the people.
Megan Whelan is the chairperson of Gabriela, a Philippine organization.
Together we say no to the criminal and horrific bombing of Damascus. Yeah. I want to hear y'all. We say no!
Whelan also denounced the Trump administration's support of President Rodrigo Duterte's war against drugs in the Philippines, which has been criticized by human rights groups for executing alleged criminals without trials.
We say no to the propping of Duterte in the Philippines, who is now waging three arms of war against the Filipino people. One, a drug war that has already killed more than 20,000 Filipino people.
The Philippines, Syria, Palestine, Venezuela, the list of countries where the U.S. is intervening or threatening to intervene is so long that Jen Kwan, the former mayor of Oakland who was attending the rally, said she felt overwhelmed.
Our president is warmongering on so many fronts, right? You have Iran, Syria, if Pompeo gets to be Secretary of State, he's even talking about invading Venezuela. I mean, and of course, all the warmongering around Korea. This is sort of a president out of control. As our Congresswoman Barbara Lee said, you know, he thinks that he can just take these actions with no accountability to Congress, and that's very, very, very dangerous.
In addition to Syria, Kwan said she was worried about another Middle Eastern country.
I've been particularly concerned about the war in Yemen, right, because so many of the Muslims in Oakland are from Yemen. I don't think Americans are aware of how harmful our policies have been and how big and expanding of a war that this has been.
The protesters left the Lake Merritt Amphitheater before marching to the plaza in front of City Hall, where they disbanded for the day. But for lifelong protesters like Andrea Turner, they are sure to be back.
What's your favorite song of?
We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe freedom cannot rest until it